My guest at this time is Jamie Radke, Republican candidate for U.S. Senate in Virginia. The Old Dominion holds its primary for the Senate this coming Tuesday, June 12th. And Jamie is one of four hopefuls for the Republican nomination, which include former Senator George Allen, who held this seat previously, also Delegate Bob Marshall, and Bishop E.W. Jackson. We want to find out now what is her closing message in the home stretch here and what she expects to happen on Tuesday. And Jamie, thank you very much for being with us.
I'm excited to be here.
You have probably been most closely associated with the Tea Party of anyone in this race on the Republican side, and it's clear from looking at your website, your campaign statements, that government spending, the size of government, are still right there at the forefront of your campaign. How are you crystallizing that to voters here in the home stretch?
Well, yeah, I mean, I co-founded the Virginia Tea Party movement, and we've been talking on this campaign that if we don't deal with spending, nothing else is going to matter. That has to be the number one priority when you're looking at a $16 trillion debt that the CBO had just predicted yesterday will double in the next 25 years, which would be 200% of GDP would be our debt. So we've got to get it under control, and I've introduced a plan called My 2 Cents to balance the budget in 5 years.
And briefly describe how you do that. That's a pretty ambitious goal compared to everything else we're seeing in Washington.
Absolutely. My 2 Cents says that we would freeze federal spending at current levels, which is a $3.6 trillion budget. You can compare that to President Bush's first budget of a $1.9 trillion. So we've had a tremendous growth in Washington. I say we freeze federal spending at current levels, cut 2 cents off of every federal dollar spent annually for 4 years, and then revenues would catch up with outlays and we would balance the budget.
So basically freezing spending and cutting 2%, I assume compounded over those 4 years, and you'd get to the point where the budget would be balanced?
That's right. 2% cut. So if a politician tells you they can't cut 2%, they really shouldn't be in D.C.
So this is basically twice as aggressive as the penny plan that we heard so much about a couple years ago. Is that about right?
That's exactly right.
Take us a little deeper into the campaign now, Jamie. What else do you see as being critical factors as we get closer to Tuesday?
Well, we've got a strong grassroots campaign. We've really broken out from the pack, and this has become a clear two-way race between George Allen and myself. We've been having tremendous surge in the polls against George Allen and eating into his numbers because people, you know, from a grassroots perspective, they agree that the definition of insanity is to keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect different results. And we've got to get the good old boy establishment out there for the mentality of big government spending and corporate cronyism and subsidizing the free market. We can't continue to do that if we're going to eliminate $1.5 trillion deficits. And that message is really resonating with Virginians.
Get a little more specific. How much are you eating into Allen's poll numbers?
Well, we're excited. In the most recent poll that we just did internally in our campaign showed us almost where Debbie Fisher was in the race in Nebraska, 1 week out where she was in the 20s. They had us down 4 weeks ago in single digits. Now we're up in the 20s. And as you know, Debbie Fisher, 1 week later, took that race and won it by a good margin in Nebraska. So we're very excited about what we see. We've seen a 10-point drop in Allen's numbers in just 5 days.
Are you expecting a Sarah Palin endorsement like Deb Fisher got?
We'd love to have an endorsement by Governor Palin. I was in her documentary movie about her, Undefeated. So I'm a big fan of hers and had a great pleasure of being in her movie.
So based on your internal polling and perhaps just other surveys out there, you're confident now that you've established yourself as the clear, viable alternative to Mr. Allen so that Mr. Jackson and Mr. Marshall are kind of falling back? Is that your assessment?
That's what the polling shows. They're in low single-digit numbers, 3%, 5%. And we've been surging these last 3 weeks. We're on statewide radio running ads, and we'll be up on TV here in the next day or two. Running ads as well, and the message is resonating. And when people find out they have an alternative, they're really psyched to know that they don't have to keep voting for the same career politicians.
In tracking this race, Jamie, it's been interesting, especially in the home stretch here. How much of the attention specifically of Allen and Jackson have been on Kaine rather than the Republican opponents? And you certainly have no great affection for the policies of Tim Kaine. But you have a new radio ad out talking about how George Allen would be an election disaster. Explain the reasoning behind that ad and why do you think it's true?
Well, we've got to remember that George Allen lost the race in 2006. It was a race that he wasn't supposed to lose, and he lost that race. made some bad missteps, and people learned about his record on spending, on choosing, you know, corporations and choosing Fannie and Freddie over the Virginia taxpayer. And we've seen even in this election cycle where he hasn't been willing to come out and make bold decisions about what should be done on spending and the debt. And the last thing that we can afford is to have a liberal Democrat like Tim Kaine go to the right of our Republican candidate on spending. We're supposed to own that issue as Republicans, and yet we're losing ground with George Allen if he were to be the nominee. And that's why we've got to have Jamie Radke, so that we can take that issue to Tim Kaine in the November election on spending and the debt.
Besides spending and the debt, there's also, of course, been a lot of other issues in Virginia that have had political impacts. Some of the president's policies on the environment and coal in particular led to some congressional shakeups in the last cycle. There's a big debate over offshore drilling off the coast. Governor McDonald wants to do it. The administration won't let him. What other issues are you planning to highlight extensively if you get sent to Washington?
Well, one of my biggest issues has been Obamacare and the health care bill is the co-founder of the Virginia Tea Party movement. We were instrumental in passing the Health Care Freedom Act in Virginia that says you cannot mandate health insurance in Virginia. We picked up 5 Democrat votes to make that happen. So that's been an issue that I've been championing. And that, you know, even if the Supreme Court overrules that, we have to know that the Democrats are not going to walk away. They're going to try to get that to creep up in any nook and cranny they can. Energy independence is a priority. We need to get the regulators out of the way and allow the offshore drilling. We need the Keystone Pipeline. We need to be able to mine our coal. Those are absolute priorities. And we also need tax reform. We can't continue to have half of America pay for the other half of America, have all these subsidies and special interest loopholes, and think that that's somehow sustainable.
Back to the tactical as we get in our last 60 seconds here, Jamie. How's the money been for you? A lot of the mainstream media, of course, has been assuming for a long time this is going to be a Kaine versus Allen matchup. So how active has fundraising been, and do you think you've got enough to get your message out here in the home stretch?
I'm so excited about what we've been able to do. We've raised over almost $800,000 in this campaign, like you said, without a lick of support from anybody. All this money from the grassroots, people who are just concerned about spending and not sending career politicians to D.C. So we have the money to be on statewide radio and on TV. Of course, we could always use lots more so we can be on more. But it's amazing what we've been able to do with the enthusiasm and momentum coming from the grassroots.
And what's your website?
You can go to jamieforsenate.com, J-A-M-I-E, jamieforsenate.com, and learn more about me and love to have everybody's vote.
Well, Jamie, we'll certainly be tracking the race, and we'll see if next Tuesday, if your momentum carries you all the way to first place. Thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Jamie Radke, founder of the Virginia Tea Party movement. She is a Republican candidate for U.S. Senate now in the Old Dominion. Again, the primary on Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, June 12th. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.